Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Kia ora and good morning, Kirsten. How are you?
Good morning. Or I should say buenos dias today because I'm good. We're going to West Coast, California, Southern California, Los Angeles. Actually, we got a band from San Diego, too. So I saw this genre being talked about, Souldies, S-O-U-L-D-I-E-S, Soul Oldies, and I just saw it getting a bit of buzz, and so I thought we better talk about it, and I thought it was one of the greatest names of a genre.
Souldies? I'm sort of vaguely aware of this sort of stuff bubbling away, but I didn't actually know that the genre had a particular name.
Well, yeah, because I've seen it. Souldie seems to be quite solidified now, but I've seen, you know, some people calling it brown-eyed soul, West Coast soul, Chicano soul, or Chicano oldie. So it's modern bands, and we're talking really new. This is all, you know, 2020 and you know, and more recent. But that want to sound that are having this nostalgia sort of trip.
Yes. Yes, I guess one of the artists, we don't have one of his songs today, but Aaron Fraser lines up in this sort of zone, in this wheelhouse of tunes. We actually gave away his brand new album a couple of weeks ago here on The Breakfast Show. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, totally, totally. So, I mean, it's still stuff that, you know, like BFM even dips into on occasion. Shall we start off with this tune by The Altons? Is that what we want to start with this morning?
Sure. Yeah.
Hopefully it works today. Yes! It's great to be free of tech issues. Now, Kirsten, can you provide an overview of the origins of Souldies and how's it evolved?
It's just, you know, part of it is a couple of the bands, when I read their interviews, you know, it was related to like COVID, sort of, I don't know, just being at home, spending time with their families, and just recording, you know, and I like this band, The Altons. So this is 2020, they're from LA, four piece mixed gender band. And say that they do soul and Latin, and just people that wanted to sort of, you know, it's about love. It's very earnest, you know, tunes of those golden years.
What would you say the key characteristics that define the Souldies genre, and how does it differ from other soul and R&B genres?
Well, make it I see. Well, because what I was saying was make it different from some of the music coming out now is it's very band based, you know, rather than sort of, you know, built, you know, with all the great technology we have. Well, you know, I don't know what's different yet. You know, it's definitely the Latin flavors, the Latin style, right? They acknowledge that it's, you know, a black style R&B. But they're actually hearkening back to this old sort of, just at the verge of rock and roll, Richie Valens, the La Bamba guy, and this sort of Chicano community in Southern California that did like this black music and wanted to perform it. But, you know, it wasn't theirs, you know, and Latin music has a lot of their own music and genre. And so for the young Latinos people around that time, you know, to want to be doing soul and R&B but mixing it slightly with some of their own Latin vibes, you know, it's not full on Latin, right, with all the rhythm section, you can hear that, it's not, it doesn't have that vibe, but yeah, the sort of sweet soft love songs. And the other thing they had in the Chicano community in East LA and stuff is the car culture.
Yes,
so anything that sounds really good, blasting out the car.
Just on the Richie Valens kind of tip and the influential artists on the Souldies genre, who else would really have had a big impact on?
Well, you know, all the old soul music, and they especially is very vinyl. They're really into vinyl, so it's sort of like scoping into sort of older, less famous R&B soul vinyl, like, you know, looking back in their parents' collections.
Shall we roll into this, The Sacred Souls? Yep. Does that work for you?
Yep.
What can you tell us about these guys?
Their leader is African-American, and he's trained as an opera singer. They're from San Diego, which is just a couple hours south of L.A. and just, you know, right on the border. They've been a Jimmy Kimmel already. This song's from 2020.
Oh, wow, he can sing, can he? Oh, it's so nice. This is a real sort of stuff that is great if you're having a dinner party, Kirsten. You're like, I've got this on, I've got this brand new record, I'm going to put it on and show off to my people at my house.
Now, another thing I saw about this band, so these guys are really coming up, they're really doing well. This is a different measurement for success that I haven't really come across before, that they have celebrity, they do monthly Spotify things, and they have celebrity fans. So I guess on Spotify you can see who's listening. So they have like SZA, Kylie Jenner, and Alicia Keys following them.
Well,
so,
you can tell like SZA 100 plays of the song sort of thing.
I guess. I haven't gone to look into it, but see, reading articles saying, so it's like I just hadn't seen that as a measurement of, you know, what makes it, you know, that your band's doing well, is do you have these celebrity fans?
That is crazy. If this is where we're headed.
Yep.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
And then, like, are these celebrities actually listening themselves, or do they have people that now curate their Spotify for them?
Yeah,
so that
or they just
like they're finding the latest thing.
Their computer at work is just logged in and accidentally had it on repeat.
That's true.
That happened to me last year. I was like, my number one played song on Spotify. I can't remember what it was. It was like, I don't know if I even listened to this song.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe you. And it's public too, right? You know, so it's like, no, you know, the wheels on the bus go round and round. No, that's
I know,
that's
I love that song. I'd own it.
But you can feel that sort of backyard barbecue, you know, outdoor thing. You know, this is California, you know, so you can actually plan outdoor events.
Do you feel like there's quite a bit of storytelling in this type of music, Kirsten?
Yeah, but it's that sort of longing, you know, romance, you know. I guess more nostalgic, you know, more like the 50s and 60s.
Lots of love, heartache, and nostalgia.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that reflect a broader cultural or societal trend from like the 50s through to 70s?
You know, that sort of innocence of that time, you know, and I guess now sort of wanting to sort of, you know, check in on that.
Oh, this one's good.
This is Adrian Carmine.
Adrian Carmine.
2021, listen to my heart speak.
What can you tell us about this gentleman?
He's only second generation American, Mexican. So, you know, and, you know, listening to any American news right now, that whole border thing is just such a huge, still really political topic that everyone's talking about. He got started, you know, recording music during the pandemic, and he's the one that talks a lot about his family. But also his style, I don't know if people are familiar with this sort of Chicano style, this sort of, you know, like pointy shoes, slightly cowboyish, a little bit like those bolo ties, the sideburns that peek out into your cheek. Sort of slick back Elvis-y hair. This, like, really, he doesn't always do that, but you can still see the style on him, that sort of really cool Chicana style.
Very tight style.
Yeah, it's sharp. Yeah, yeah. Look good.
Now, would you say that the Soldies has expanded beyond Southern California?
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, I was trying to find, like, you know, what is and what isn't Soldy, and didn't want everyone disagreeing with me, so I was only sticking to the Southern California ones. But, I mean, that's interesting. We hear, you know, again, we're watching a genre, like, in real time, right in front of us, happen. And so how will it work when people outside the scene do it? You know, it's like the equivalent, can people do Dunedin sound if you're not in Dunedin, you know, like when you have a sound so tied to place. But so I guess that's why the shift to calling it Soldies instead of like Chicano Soul or West Coast Soul, that it is something that can be taken up people not exactly in that scene, or will that be inauthentic? I don't know. You know, we can watch people sort of debating this, but it's a beautiful, beautiful sound.
Now, gazing into your crystal ball, do you see any future trends or directions that, you know, are on the horizon for Soldies?
Well, I would love to see more of it. It's part of it that coming up because people are going to gigs again now, you know, so they're really trying to keep it the gig economy. But will it become, you know, the hit single sort of vibe, you know? I don't know. You know, will it expand from like sort of live and Spotify playlists into the big sort of charts? And I guess it's like, you know, do you want it to? I don't know, you know. But it's, yeah, it makes me wish I was back there that I could go to gigs.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess now you do the online gig stuff and we'll just, you know, see like how it expands with all sort of maintaining it sort of local and feel and authenticity, you know?
These have all been very tasty tracks today, Kirsten. Just to back announce for people that are wondering, so this is Adrian Carmine with Listen to My Heart Speak. And before that was The Sacred Souls with Can I Call You? And before that was The Altons with When You Go. So I'll chuck up
just the titles.
I'll chuck these songs up in the B-cast of today's feature so people can go back and check them out. Hey, Kirsten, thank you so much for Soldies this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with
All
you next
right.
week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.